Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Klipa, short format podcast where we dive into something I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we should have our coffee in hand. Now, topic conversation is going to be batting and business, or baseball and business. And the inspiration came from a conversation I was having with my son. So my son's really into baseball, super into baseball, and probably already better at it than I am. But one of the areas that I think he could have some improvement on is in his batting in particular. His hitting is probably the weakest part of his game. And so I'm working with his coaches, taking him to batting cages, et cetera, to try and improve on his batting. And what's really interesting is that we're trying to, you know, narrow it down to a singular thing we could focus on. So for example, Caden, he was trying to, like, when he was getting ready to bat, he'd be moving around the bat, like trying to time, like almost like he was in the major leagues, trying to time the ball and the bat movement and his foot and all these different things. It was just too complex for where he's at in his journey. And so what his coaches had him do is just stop what was called the wiggles. So when he's at the base or at the plate, he's in a pause position. From there, he then initiates his swing versus trying to, like, kind of like rodeo his bat to time the swing with the ball. It was just too much for him at his age. So we stopped the wiggles and it made a good improvement. And it's a really good analogy. We're leaving the baseball field and he asked me, he's like, hey, or I asked him, I said, hey, do you feel like your batting's getting better? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, so the next thing that your coaches want to focus on now that you got the wiggles all figured out is this idea of balancing your balancing your weight. And he's like, oh man, there's just always something more to work on, something more. I was like, yeah, but you had a small input, you saw improvement. Now we're going to make another small input, and I guarantee we're going to see even more improvement. And weeks, months, years down the line, you're going to see that your overall swing has really adjusted, and now you're hitting the ball more effectively. And it was just a really good analogy for business. I ended up talking to him about this too, is that in business, you know, there's so many things you want to get done, right? And maybe you have this grandiose vision of where you want your business to go. And I know for me and for us, we do. But the idea is just to hit like little base hits, little small wins. Maybe you identify one area of improvement, you make that change. You put an input, you see what happens with your business. You then focus on the next one and the next one and the next one. And these small base hits, one after another, after another, then all of a sudden start to compound. And weeks, months, years go by and you look back at your business and you're a dramatically different business 6 months or a year from now than you were. But you don't look at it as like one huge, you know, major shift. It was these small little wins you got along the journey that helped you get there. And so it was just a really good analogy for batting, at least based on what I know about baseball. I don't know much, but in particular, when the coaches are focused on it, they're having him focus on one thing at a time, and then they're seeing the improvement. And that same thing I think could be applied to business really well. So if you're, you know, a business owner out there, if you're a coach out there, if you're a gym owner, or if you're anybody and you're looking to make improvements, I think that there's a good analogy to batting and business and figuring out those small wins that you can get that also build more momentum for you and your team, I think is really, really valuable. So go identify the small wins, figure out what they are, get a base hit, a couple weeks later, a couple months later, figure out what the next base hit is so you can keep the team inspired and you can see your business move in a positive way. I hope you guys are enjoying these Coffee Klipas. If you are, simple ask, leave us a rating, leave us a review, tell a friend about it, go back, check out the other Coffee Klipas, see which ones resonate with you. They're all a little bit different, and make sure to check out a long form podcast. Keep crushing it. Let's go.